Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's supposed to be the Emmy theme. It's not very exciting.
What year? Don't they change it every year?
No, I don't think they do.
This is like a copyright official The Emmy theme?
I guess so. It's crazy. So the Emmy Awards with this year's host, Stephen Colbert, will air tonight on CBS, 7 Central. And to break it all down and tell us everything you need to know for TV's biggest night is our resident TV guru, Julie Hammerly from Chicago Now. Her blog is called Hammervision. What's up, Julie? Oh, hold on. Don't move.
Okay. Press that button.
There you are. Hello, Julie. Oh, what's going on? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
So you were just traveling overseas. You've got jet lag. You probably just got back into something normal. And I said, get up at 2 and let's talk.
Yeah, pretty much. If you'd asked me last week, I would have been up anyway.
Yeah, but you would have been up. And that's fun when your kids are also getting up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So we all had jet lag together.
Oh,
it was
man.
Great.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Well, so the big nights tonight, and I was just saying earlier that for television, I used to love, and I still do, love the Emmys because you really saw, even from the 70s till now, you saw all these great shows and all these people kind of coming together and schmoozing and doing all this stuff. But I have to say, when I see the list of comedy awards or for the comedy series and for drama, there's a lot of shows I am not familiar with. I mean, because it's everywhere, right? I mean, it's Amazon, it's Netflix, it's Hulu, it's whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's hard to get those water cooler shows, you know, that everybody's talking about because there's just too much. You
there
know, the one thing I think, you know, looking at this list, it used to be where a lot of celebrities or the big actors, you know, they wanted to get the Oscar. And now so many big names are coming to TV. So you've got, there's a lot of star power that's going to be there tonight, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard Bill and Wendy.
That.
Yeah, I heard Bill and Wendy talking about Jim Carrey coming back to television.
Yeah, I think he's doing a Netflix show.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so very cool about that. So let's jump right in and talk about the two big awards for the night, the comedy, best comedy series. So there are some shows I recognize, of course, Modern Family, which I still think is one of the best.
Always nominated.
It won for years. It hasn't recently, but I still think one of the best shows on television. It is appointment viewing for me, and I will tell you that it's probably one of the shows I watch closest to the actual airtime.
That's hilarious. That's the one show that I no longer watch on that list.
Really?
As far as the comedy goes, I watch all of them except for Modern Family. I watched the beginning and then I just kind of, you know, it dropped off for me. You know, it became not appointment viewing.
But it was good. Yeah, I still like watching the middle too. Blackish is another ABC show.
Great show.
Yep. Yeah. Veep. Now, I will tell you, this is another one nominated, and I don't know who else has seen Veep this season, but I was a little, you know, I love the show. I thought in the first season there was a lot of gratuitous swearing just for the sake of swearing, and it wasn't as funny. Then it became the funniest show for years. Now that she's not president, this is Julie Louis-Dreyfus, and it's so reflective, they say, of today's White House. Well, she's not a president anymore. And I really was bored with it this year.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I feel like I fell asleep a lot watching Veep.
Yeah, same here. It's a good point.
I'm predicting it's going to win just because of like the political climate. I don't know, and it's you shouldn't really vote against Veep. I mean, it tends to win. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is probably going to win.
She's brilliant.
But I mean, if I were, I think Atlanta is the one that probably should win. It's the bravest show of all of those.
Yeah, tell me about Atlanta.
So Atlanta is about, well, Donald Glover created it. He's from Community. He's done a bunch of other things. He's going to be Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie coming up.
Okay.
And so he created it. Takes place, obviously, in Atlanta. He plays like a producer for his friend who's a rapper. And they're just trying to make it. And it's just a really real specific show about these guys and then also Donald Glover's girlfriend down in Atlanta. And it's, you know, it's not like all the time funny, haha, But it's a really, really well done show.
Yeah, I was going to say, comedy doesn't always mean pure comedy. We're not talking laugh tracks. Yeah. There's a lot of single camera comedies in this whole thing. But Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, I love that one. I think very, very funny show. Silicon Valley, same there. Master of None, I haven't seen.
Master of None is also good. And it's in the same vein as Atlanta, where it's single camera. It's Aziz Ansari from Parks and Recreation. It's his show that he created. He writes it. This season, for me, it was really sort of experimental, and mm-hmm. I didn't love everything about it. But he's got a really unique comedy voice, and I think it's a fun show to watch. It's a pretty easy one to just get through.
Okay.
But it's I thought it was fine. I thought the first season was better.
Drama. Now, here's something very interesting. No Games of Thrones, because Game of Thrones did not air within the Emmy-nominated season. So I think that throws things off and makes it interesting, because I would think that that's a show that would easily, especially the interest right now, would win. But here's the rundown, and this one's one of my favorite, is Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a favorite for me.
Oh, I love that show. I think, I was thinking for this one that's the one I would want to win out of this list, because it's really, like, my husband's a lawyer. He says that's the only show that gets legal work right.
Really? See, that's interesting to hear. Yeah. Okay, so Perry Mason, no, huh?
No. He's like, it's so tedious and boring, and that's what Saul shows you. But it's such a good show. I think the best show of the year is not nominated, which is sad, which is The Leftovers, which got nothing.
Yeah.
So that would be my write-in pick, if anybody, if they're writing in.
Of people writing in. Yeah, I don't see it on this list now. House of Cards, of course. This Is Us, which I think is the only network show that's
it
on this list?
Yeah,
that's sad. I mean, when you think about that, we've got 3-4 big networks, and there's one drama nominated for Best Drama.
Four of them are streaming shows. So if you don't have Netflix or Hulu, you're not. Like, we got the free trial of Hulu, so I watched some of Handmaid's Tale, but I wasn't able to finish it. It was good what I saw, but I'm not subscribing to another thing.
Stranger Things, interesting show.
Yeah.
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 A
lot of people love it. I thought it was fine. I wasn't, like, too excited about it, but it was pretty good. I like The Crown a lot, actually.
Yeah, tell me about The Crown. I don't know that one. Where's it?
It's on Netflix, and it's about Queen Elizabeth II when she took the crown, basically. That's
yes,
what it's
I, do,
about.
I did hear about this one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Claire Foy plays Queen Elizabeth. It's a really, kind of a not super exciting show, but a really good performances, and I got sucked into it. I like the royal stuff.
Variety Talk. Now, I always love talking about this one because, for so many years it was Letterman winning and then Daily Show with Jon Stewart. But now here's a breakdown. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Late Late Show with James Corden, Real Time with Bill Maher, No Tonight Show, which I actually didn't expect. I mean, it's kind of like it's like a sandbox to play in. It's really not, I don't think Emmy quality type of stuff. But who do you think is going to take this one?
Well, I'm actually surprised that what's his name after Jimmy Fallon?
Oh,
Seth Meyers.
I'm
surprised he didn't get nominated over like Bill Maher or something. But I think Colbert's going to get it.
Yeah, I do too.
And so he'll be receiving the award while he's hosting tonight. Which, his show, now that they've kind of let him do what he wants to do, has really opened up, and he seems really relaxed. And I also like John Oliver's show as well, so I'd be happy if he won too. But I think Colbert's going to get this one.
Corden does get a lot of buzz, but I am still a big fan of Jimmy Kimmel because it is as close as to old school late night TV that you can get. And, of course, a variety sketch series. Saturday Night Live, Tracy Ullman, Portlandia, Drunk History, Documentary Now, Billy on the Street. I love Portlandia. I think Saturday Night Live has had the season of seasons with all the political stuff going on.
Yeah, it's the buzziest, I think, of all those
buzziest.
Right now. So
I think that'll
win that one too.
Now, it's also fall season, so there's some returning shows, some new shows. I asked you to pick a handful of each. Returning, I'm going to be right with you on your number one. I cannot wait for Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I'm not going to TiVo it. I'm not going to DVR it. I'm going to be right there when it airs that first time.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right?
Yeah, I just Well, as soon as I think they showed the premiere, there were the preview of it during Game of Thrones this season, and
yeah.
John and I just gasped.
Got excited, right?
It's coming back. Yeah. It's such a good show. And since the fact that they've waited this long to bring it back, it means that Larry David has something he wants to do. And
that's
and
right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. Now, the one I'm intrigued about that's coming back, just intrigued, is Roseanne. Like in its original form. It, you know, it's going to be next year sometime in the spring. But, you know, for knowing all those characters, for knowing how they, you know, it's one of those shows that people were kind of upset at the ending because it kind of killed John Goodman's character off a season before. But ABC said, no, the whole cast is coming back and John Goodman's alive and well. So they're going to kind of act like that didn't happen.
Yeah, which is, I mean, but, you know, Roseanne has a track record of kind of just jettisoning whatever, jettisoning whatever they did before. So, I think that'll be an interesting reboot. So far, the Netflix redos haven't been great. I don't know.
Yeah, Fuller House,
so
not a big fan.
They don't have a great track record. I thought the Arrested Development new season wasn't up to par with the rest of it.
Me too.
So I'm hoping they're spending the money on this one to make sure everybody's together all the time.
Well, this is ABC, too. This is ABC.
Oh, is it ABC?
It is. Yeah, see, this one's...
Okay.
I know Netflix has been known for that, but no, ABC is bringing back the comedy. So, you know, airing, I think, in its close to original time slot, you know, this is in front of a live audience. I think it's going to bring back some of that excitement.
Yeah, and NBC is doing it with Will and Grace, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Anybody Will and Grace fans here? No, love. I'm getting shaken heads.
Yes,
there. Yes, you are. Okay. Yep. So, are you looking forward to that?
Well, they did a little skit, like sketch during the election.
Right.
Brilliant. So they're all kind of working on their top of their comedy game, and I'm interested. I did like that show when it was on. You know, we'll see. So a lot of time has passed, and I don't know if some of the comedy will hold up.
Yeah,
so
we'll see.
We'll see.
But, and you're looking forward to This Is Us, Stranger Things, Vice Principals. Tell me, I don't know much about my Vice Principals.
Oh, it's a kind of an acquired taste, I think. It's Danny McBride. He plays a vice principal, and he and his buddy, played by what's his name from the show, Shield. I can't think of his name at the minute.
Okay.
Or not the Shield, whatever. But Walton Goggins, that's who it is.
Okay.
They're co-vice principals, and they're trying to get the main principal fired. It's super crude, and but this is the final season of that show on HBO.
New shows that you're looking forward to, Ghosted on Fox?
Yeah, so this one, I've heard both that this is either a really good show or a really bad show. I don't know, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's Fox has a pretty good track record with weird comedies that, you know, you don't think are going to work. But this one is sort of like an X-Files comedy meets Scooby-Doo with Craig Robinson and Adam Scott. So, you know, we'll see. I think it could be fun. I like both of those actors a lot.
Can I ask a question as we're talking about all the new shows? Which shows do you think have jumped the shark and should be gone?
I feel like there are a lot of those. You know, I'm a big proponent of shows that set an end date. and I think, you know, like we said, Veep is getting a little bit, you know, where they could end it.
Which they now did. They said next season's it for them. And the middle.
Next season they are.
And the middle said they're it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've been watching Modern Family. I would have said that one right away. I think, probably The Big Bang Theory. It's still funny, but it's not, you know, like appointment television.
Yeah, I stopped watching that several years ago.
What about Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Like, how could that? I'm surprised to still see that show's on the air.
That could stay on forever as far as I'm concerned.
Really? Okay.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's such a good just late-night soap opera, and, you know, they can just keep going with it.
I'm with you on that one, Julie.
Yeah.
I love Grey's Anatomy.
Really? Yeah, see, my wife does too. Every time I see it on the DVR, I'm like, really? Are we still DVRing this? Forgot this is still that much important? Well, it's funny. You mentioned that Big Bang you're getting bored with, but you're kind of excited about Young Sheldon, possibly.
Allegedly, that's pretty good. Well, it's totally different. It's a single camera. The really kind of neat thing, so it goes back to Sheldon's early life. And the cool thing about it, Zoe Perry, who plays his mom, is actually Laurie Metcalf's daughter.
Oh, that's cool.
Who plays his mom on the main show.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. But I heard it's actually decent, so we'll see.
Beautiful.
I mean, Chuck Lorre makes good shows. So
he does. He absolutely does. Yeah. Julie's also the author of The Sound of Us, which is a new book. It's came out earlier this year, but you got another one you're working on, right?
Oh, I've got like four out now.
Do you have four out now? Holy smokes.
I have a new one that comes
have
out.
Have we not talked?
Second. No, not really. This I have like a romance series, but yeah, so Google me. Julie Hammerly. I've got some young adult books that are out and...
Very cool.
I write about TV. I'm not busy at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And the Emmys tonight. Hey, Julie, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back.